Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Like a Savage podcast, your microdose of business smarts with me, Leanne Carla Savage. Today I want to talk to you all about structure versus flexibility. Now, flexibility has a big appeal to a whole lot of entrepreneurs. Let's face it, we aren't followers. We make the rules, we break the rules, we follow our own path, and too much structure, too much being tied to one set thing, one set idea, one set path, it just doesn't work with us because we need to rebel, we need to pull ourselves away, do our own thing, forge our own path. The thing is, structure is what gives freedom, because structure is where you have your boundaries in place. It's where you and your team know exactly what's supposed to happen, how it's supposed to happen, and how it's supposed to work. But too much structure can really hold things back. The ideal is a balance, balance doesn't happen, and balance is trying to optimize things in a certain way, which doesn't really work. It's not about having a balance, but it's about having the right elements of each of them. So the right bits of structure that allow you to flexibly act and move forward. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about having the right processes, the right outlines and documentation that your team needs to move forward in an agile way, so that you can work the way that you do flexibly. You can take control, take charge, make decisions, pivot when you need to, have a look and assess how the market is, what's going on, and make decisions on in an instant, and then be backed up by your team because they have those processes, those outlines, those checklists, that documentation that they need to literally, as soon as you say, okay, we're going this way, they can pick up. They know exactly what's supposed to happen, how it's supposed to work. It doesn't matter if you're going to say, okay, we're going to do an event, we're going to do a launch, we're going to do a challenge, we're going to do a course. Whatever it is that you want to do, whichever direction you want to take it in, your team have got everything that they need to pick up and go without dropping the ball. And that is how you use structure in a flexible way. So it's not about having everything, all those micro details nailed down months and months in advance, because you know right now that if you do that, you're not going to follow your own plan. You will to a degree, but things happen, things change, you get ideas. You don't work that way to a detailed plan that's laid out for the whole year ahead. You work agilely, and it's how you do your best work. Because you are the leader, you're the people person, you're the person who knows how your business is doing, how the market is, how your audience is, and you pick up on that and you follow those instincts, those entrepreneurial instincts that take you off in the direction that you know is going to work best for your business. So it's about bringing in that structure, those processes, that documentation that's going to support that so that your team can work as fast as you do. And that, my friends, is exactly how it's done. So it's one thing that is really important is to get things documented as you go. And you're going to want to have somebody on your team or an outsider to get that all together. So either document as you go or have a big focused amount of time on actually pulling together everything that you've got, everything that you've done in the past, and getting it all organised. Because when you do that, then you bypass the chaos that happens when everybody is doing great at their jobs, they're trying to keep up with everything that's going on, all your launches, all your ideas, everything that's in process, everything that's going to be coming up in the next few weeks, next few months, without dropping those balls. Because what happens a lot of the time is people are great at what they do, and there's a few things which they are clearly responsible for. And then there's those things in between that there's no particular person that's overly responsible for. And those are the things that slip through the gaps. Those are the things that, that's where the ball gets dropped. That's where people don't have what they need to keep things moving forward. But if you've got that part of your process, part of your documentation, part of everything, that you bypass the chaos, particularly launch chaos, because we all know that launches can get crazy mad, and everything keeps moving forward. No balls dropped, and everything works as fast as you do. Give it a go. See how much it changes your life and your business, because it will pull a whole lot of weight off your shoulders, off your team's shoulders, relieve a whole lot of stress, save a whole lot of time, and keep your business going at a faster pace than ever before. That's all for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.